Welcome to another edition of the Hockey Path. I'm thrilled to be joined by Ella Johnson of the Quinnipiac Bobcats. Ella, you just didn't show up at Quinnipiac. You've had this unbelievable journey to get there. Let's just start at the beginning. How'd you fall in love with hockey?
It's definitely been an incredible journey. But I grew up in Alaska, so we had ice rinks all around us, and we had like frozen ponds in our backyard. So like I was like two or three, I started skating with the rest of my family. And then we saw this learn to skate, learn to play hockey, and we went and joined one day, and then it never stopped from there. So that's where it all began.
And tell us about that time that you did spend on the outdoor rinks. Were you trying to copy any type of player in the National Hockey League or some of the colleges up in Alaska, or was it just for fun and just go out there and skate?
Yeah, at that point, it was just for fun. I honestly, at a young age, didn't really know much about college hockey or any of like the national level, but it was just out there to spend time with like my family and my friends. And it was just a time to bond. And I would say a lot of my development came from there. And that's, I think, where the joy of playing hockey grew from.
And then let's go to the next step. So you got this joy, you got this passion, you got this unbelievable desire to be a player. What was next?
From there, I grew up and I played boys hockey for most of my life back when I was home. Girls hockey wasn't really a thing when I was growing up, so boys hockey was where you were at if you were talented enough to play it. And I think I learned a lot of physicality from playing with boys. I think it taught me to be super fast, keep my head up, and it taught me a lot of skill. So I played up until Bantams, which was 14U, I believe, before checking started. And then once I got to that point, I moved on to girls hockey, which I was still in Alaska at that point. I played for a team called Valley Thunder, and it was a team about 20 minutes away from my home in my home rink. But that's where it started. And then from there, I went and played at a higher level out in a prep school out in Ohio. It was called Gilmore Academy, and I played on a girls team there as well. And I was there for 2 years. And then once I got out of there, I went to another team out in Minnesota, Shattuck St. Mary's, which was an incredible experience. And then from there, my last year, I spent my senior year at the North American Hockey Academy out in Boston. And that was by far the greatest experience I've had in my youth hockey.
Traveling is a key thing for you and your family, obviously. What was it like to leave Alaska and move to Gilmore in Ohio? Because I got to think that's two totally different skill sets.
Yeah, it was totally different. Being away from home was definitely tough. The homesickness came with. And we actually decided to do like a whole family move. So we got a house down there in Ohio. So we lived as a family still, but went to school out there. So that definitely made it a lot easier on myself and my family, probably, especially my mom. And so, yeah, we all played hockey out there. And the travel back and forth was definitely a lot, but we got used to it. And it kind of just became a commute at that point. But it was for hockey and it was for school. So it was important to us.
And you moved on from Gilmore to Shattuck St. Mary's. When you walked through the halls of that great institution in Faribault, Minnesota, you must be thinking, Nathan MacKinnon went here, Sidney Crosby went here. I know it's the guys' programs, but how much do you pay attention to that when you walk into an institution like Shattuck St. Mary's?
It's actually incredible. Like, you walk through those halls and you see all the national championship plates sitting in the glass cases. You see the rink with incredible history. You see these big names up on the walls. Like, your own coach is a Hall of Famer, and Gordy was just like an incredible person there to build up that team. And it was like unreal. Like, I don't think I appreciated it until I actually left there and realized, like, wow, that was a special experience.
And how was it coaching different, let's say, from Gilmore to Shattuck and what you were used to in Alaska? How much did it change over the course of those three stops in your career?
Yeah, I would definitely say the professionalism definitely was it more advanced at Gilmore and Shattuck, just like how the players held themselves, like the respect they had for themselves, for their coaches, for our trainers, like and like the direction they had towards like advancing their hockey careers and just like their personal skill, like the amount of time we had to just get on the ice by ourselves and do whatever we want to make ourselves better was actually incredible. And it's the coaches' time they put into their players as well was just nothing I ever saw back home, and was definitely a new step for me. And it helped me a lot to better myself as a hockey player.
And then the next big step is you go from Shattuck St. Mary's to Naha, which is in Boston right now. It used to be up in Vermont. And yeah. You go to Naha, and it's a lot different, I would imagine, from Faribault, Minnesota to Boston, Massachusetts. What did you learn on that last stop before you ended up going to play in college?
Yep, this was my first time living in a dorm space. So I lived with all of my teammates all in one dorm, and it definitely could be a lot at times, but it was honestly the best spot I could be in to prepare me for college. It was incredible. And we were just on the ice every day. We were training three times a week. We're always together. So that bond just grows automatically. And I think that led to a lot of our success that season. And it's just the ability to, like, the access to the ice and the access to the weight room was an incredible opportunity.
You know, you've had all these opportunities, but I have to think mom and dad were involved at some point. How much travel, considering they lived in Alaska, did they have to do to come and support you and your sisters?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot. My dad actually lived with us up until the year we were in Minnesota. So my dad lived with us, and then my mom would commute back and forth almost like every 2 weeks. So that's crazy, considering it takes like almost a full day of traveling to get there. Maybe. So travel there and back is 2 days, which is, I have to shout out my mom and thank her so much, because without her, none of it would have been possible.
Your passion for hockey just screams right through the television screen. So I have to ask you, like, was there a team that Alaska doesn't have an NHL team per se? I know they have pro hockey and they have college hockey there. Is there a team that you cheer for? Is there a team that you became fond of?
In Alaska, there wasn't much, but growing up, it was a team called the Aces, but I think they went bankrupt, I believe. But
yeah, they were in the East Coast Hockey League. Long way from Alaska to the East Coast Hockey League, but yeah.
Yeah, but we grew up watching them, and that was a lot of fun. But when I was younger, we stopped watching. Of course, we got too busy with hockey and everything. But I remember the first NHL game I went to was an Edmonton game, so I became an Oilers fan pretty quickly. And then since then, of course, the PWHL became a thing. And being in Minnesota when it started, I've loved Frost. So I'm a big fan of the Frost.
You know, you were talking about Gordy. That's one of your coaches from Shattuck St. Mary's. I believe his last name is Stafford, if I remember correctly. Yes. He's a legacy family with the Edmonton Oilers. He's a living legend in the women's game in particular, and in the education field. How much did Coach Stafford affect your ability to grow as a hockey player?
He definitely put the mindset of winning and just the determination to get better into me. Being on that team taught me a lot of skills, a lot of mental mindsets, that there's a lot of mental battles on the ice as well, and that you just got to push through them. And the skill it takes to be a high level player definitely takes a lot of effort.
Ella, you end up going to Quinnipiac and you become a member of the Bobcat family. The recruiting process is an interesting thing. How was it for you?
It was definitely very fun, but very stressful at the same time. I remember that day, June 15th, I was anticipating it with excitement, with nervousness. I remember I got an email from Quinnipiac right at midnight, and I was like, oh, here they all come in. And the morning was full of calls, full of excitement. And I actually didn't know much about Quinnipiac before Cass called me, which was funny how it turned out. But that day was just full of excitement. And Cass and Brent and Maz all stood out to me during my recruitment process. I just felt like I connected with them on a different level. It felt more personal than all the rest of my calls with the rest of the coaches. And I think that's what led me here.
Cass is Coach Cassandra Turner, and she's been a very major player in the women's hockey scene for a long time. What does she do that makes people want to go to Quinnipiac? Because I can tell you right now, I watched her team play a lot, and it's a delightful group to watch play hockey.
Yeah, I think she definitely looks for players that are skilled, obviously, but she looks for people that actually care for one another. Like, the culture on our team, it's like incredible. It's something I've never been a part of before. Like, The people here are genuinely nice. They genuinely care about each other, about the development of our team. It was so welcoming when I first stepped into the rink. And I think the player she looks for is just super specific, and I think it builds the special culture on our team.
Well, you just came back from an amazing trip to Ireland. I was part of that. I rode on your team bus, which I found fascinating because I can vouch for what you're saying, Ella, when you talk about the culture, because I was really impressed by the way the ladies carried themselves. I thought it was really professional and very nurturing toward a winning atmosphere. What was that trip like for you to go to Ireland?
Yeah, it was incredible. I've never been to Ireland before. That was just incredible. Like starting out in Dublin and then going to Belfast, just seeing all the different history and the story of how hockey brought the community together after a time of war was such an incredible story. And just being able to play in the Giants Arena and playing against a bunch of high school American teams was so much fun. And just being there with my teammates and getting to explore like the Titanic Museum and the Game of Thrones studio, it was so much fun. And yeah, it was incredible.
What I found interesting about the Friendship Four on the women's side was how tight the games were. It was amazingly competitive. And you guys had a huge win against the fifth-ranked team in the country in the consolation game against University of Minnesota Duluth. Did you know a lot of the women on all the teams, or did you just know mostly the Quinnipiac ladies?
I know a couple. I've played with them at Shattuck or like national development teams. On Duluth, I've played with Ray Mayer before. She was a good friend of mine during like the national camp teams and stuff. And on BU, I played with Lola Reed at Shattuck, so we know each other from there. And Mia Virgili was also on that team. We never played together, but we were at the same program together, so we know each other. And there was a couple others, but they were on Harvard, so we didn't get the chance to play them. But we will play them this weekend, so I'm very excited.
See, you're reading my mind like a book. Well done. Now, I was going to talk to you about your weekend series coming up with Harvard and Dartmouth. You got Dartmouth on Friday, Harvard on Saturday. How hard is it in the ECAC right now on the women's side of things?
It's crazy. Like you going into a game, you can't expect anything. You just have to go in with like the winning mindset that this team might not reflect their standings or their winning scores or anything. Like you just got to go in and battle them like they're the number one ranked team in the country, because the ECAC is full of the unknown, and it's been incredible and so competitive this year. So, yeah.
One of the things I really love about has happened with the hockey program, excuse me, both on the men's and the women's side of Quinnipiac, is how much you do in your community, giving back to the community. Can you speak to that commitment that Quinnipiac hockey has to giving back to the community, especially in Trumbull, in the Trumbull area?
Yeah, just this week we visited a elementary school with the men's team and the Quinnipiac Ice Cats, and we sat with a bunch of kids and we introduced ourselves. We read books to them. We played trivia. We played Jeopardy. We just spent a couple hours there just to get to know them and like spread the hockey world with them. And like, it was just a lot of fun spending time with the younger community, especially those who are interested in playing hockey in the future.
Ella, can you take us through what a typical day is for Ella Johnson at Quinnipiac?
Yes, of course we are still on winter break right now, but during the school year, you usually get up, go to a couple classes, either two or three, and then I'll get on my way up to the rink. We'll have team warm up before practice, and then we'll get on the ice, have practice for about hour and a half, and then we'll get off. And on Mondays and Wednesdays, we'll have team lift. So after practice, we'll have scout video or we'll have regular video, and then we'll get into the weight room. We'll have team lift, and then after, we usually do cool down or some stretching or some self just recovery, and then once you're done, some people have class after, some people don't. I usually did last semester, so I'll get all showered up and then get ready, go back down to main campus, and then have a couple more classes. And then once I'm done with that, I'll get back to the dorms, do some homework, hang out with friends, go get ice cream, any of that, and then get to bed to get ready for the next day.
So that's a long day, very competitive.
Yeah.
How much has the PWHL changed how women focus in terms of their off-ice commitment to training. Has that, have you seen that ramp up since the PWHL became a real thing?
Yeah, I think being in prep school while the PWHL came to life, I think it definitely influenced the women's hockey world. And I know the training has always been great, and but I think specific details have been added into it to get us ready for that stage.
What's your long-term goal here, Ella?
I've thought about it. The PWHL is always a sight in the future for me, but right now I'm studying biomedical science pre-med. So my goal right now is medical school. So I haven't yet decided if I would want to go into the PWHL or if I would just wanted to get started with med school. So I think that's a decision in the near future for me.
Medicine's a cool thing to follow. What type of doctor would you like to be?
An anesthesiologist.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Good for you. Ella, I got to ask you one thing about, we talked about the ECAC and how competitive it is. You've got a sister, Sophia, that's playing at the University of Maine. How much rivalry is there?
It's awesome, and it's been like that all the time growing up. It's been so much fun. But it's funny how it turned out that we play each other at the beginning of the season every year. So that's always a game to look forward for. And of course, just the sistery rivalry that we grew up with has always been incredible. Sometimes I wish that we were in the same conference so we could play each other more, but definitely that game at the beginning is a gift, and I think it makes me truly appreciate how special it is to have another sister who plays hockey in at this high level. So
This show is called The Hockey Path. How much do you take the path back to Alaska when the season's over?
after the season's over, we'll all go home and we'll spend the summer together. And sometimes it's hard to get my older siblings back home, but might get lucky this year and we'll all be home. But it's definitely a time to look forward to, and I wish I didn't take it so much for granted when I was younger. It's such a special time being all together, but yeah.
That's such a great thought. I really admire that and appreciate your honesty in that. One last one for you. Coach Turner and Coach Alessi, I watched them work pretty heartily, let's say, over in Ireland on the practice facility. How intense are your practices?
They're definitely up there. There's a level of focus, a level of preparedness you need for practice. Like, you have to be dialed in. Practice is a place to have fun, but it's also a time to narrow down our skills and our plays and our systems. And the intensity of practice is always high, and we coach ourselves, and our coaches are a huge part of that. And the intensity, and just I think the culture ties into it and how practice runs. It's always a time I look forward to. I love getting on the ice, and it's just a place to have fun, to be with teammates, but it's also a place to be serious and have high intensity.
We're getting close to the Winter Olympics. Can you pick a winner on the women's side?
Oh, I might have to go with Team USA, but with Jad being on our team, I'm also rooting for France too.
France. Yeah, there you go. I knew you were going to say that. I'm so glad you did, Ella. Thank you so much. Ella, it's been great having you on the Hockey Path. Thank you so much for your great insight. I really appreciate it. Wow, what a family. The commitment of your mother and your father to support you and your sisters is just unbelievable. I really admire that a lot.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a great time.
Thank you for watching another edition of The Hockey Path. That's Ella Johnson.
The ECAC Hockey Championship returns to Lake Placid, New York this March. Witness the first ever ECAC Hockey Women's Championship in Lake Placid on March 6th and 7th, and the Men's Championship on March 20th and 21st. It happens at the legendary Herb Brooks Arena, the home of miracles. Don't miss the battle for the 2026 title and an NCAA bid. Tickets are on sale now at LakePlacidOlympicCenter.com. ECAC Hockey, the educated decision.